It's the hour of round table with myself, Ryan Price, Li Ming, and Huang Shen in the studio. Guys, it's beginning to look a lot like Spring Festival.
It is.
Everywhere you go. But hopefully, you're going home. If you missed your chance to buy a ticket, don't fret. We got tips here that might help. Guys, what do we got? What's going on?
A little background information. The Spring Festival, maybe if you, in case you don't already know, is the China's Lunar New Year, and it falls on February the 16th this year. And that's the period of time when we all travel back home. Well, hopefully all of us travel back home to see our relatives and the rest of our family. We get together, have a nice big dinner or banquet.
Yeah.
And then, we get to meet a lot of our friends and catch up with our relatives. So that brings us to this question or this problem. Since a lot of us are looking for are working in a different province, in a different place. So a lot of us have to buy a ticket, or be a train ticket or a bus ticket or plane ticket, in order to get to our hometown. And this creates a travel rush. And this year, about 2.98 billion trips are expected to be made during this year's travel rush.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. And I'm not in those numbers. I wish I was, but I just didn't get a ticket in time.
So you will stay in Beijing. That's a good option.
I think that is an option. Yeah. You know, it's a little more calmer in Beijing.
Go to those temple fairs.
Yeah, I have to prepare, buy all my food and stock up like a chipmunk, you know, before winter, or else I'm going to starve. But so a lot of trips, 2.98 billion trips are expected this year. So why is there such great difficulty buying train tickets and whatnot, Huang Shen? What's
because
going on?
Because this is the biggest, festival in China.
I would say diaspora.
Yes, every people want to go back home. And actually, it's not really that hard to buy the tickets on every day during the travel rush. It's only on the peak days. So according to Lian Weiliang, Deputy Director of the National Development and Reform Commission, he says that it may be easy to buy tickets on other days, but difficult to get a tickets on peak days, such as the Spring Festival Eve and January the 3rd, according to the Chinese Lunar New Year.
Yeah, because office workers, we all go off duty on before the day, the day before New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, on February the 15th.
So that's a rush.
Guys, literally, I mean, you got to be getting these tickets almost so many days in advance. Know your travel plans so many days in advance or else you're not going to get a ticket. And you have to compete even against scalpers. There's efforts to try to stop that. But what are some tips? Maybe we can tell somebody who's missed their train home.
Yeah, recently the railway department published the ticket purchasing tips. And it mentioned that there are 5 windows every day when the website sells more tickets. That is the time between 9 to 9:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 1 to 1:30 p.m., 2 to 2:30 p.m., and 4:30 p.m. Actually, a testament to how difficult it is to get a ticket is the period to get the tickets with the highest possibility is always within 30 seconds after the tickets start selling.
Jeez.
Yeah, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah. Huang Shen, do you got any tips for us?
Also, it maybe is also highly possible for you to get unsold tickets as 7 to 8 p.m. 3 days before departure, or at 12 a.m. and 1 p.m. 1 day before the departure. And also, if you are lucky enough, you may also find some tickets which have been returned by other passengers for sale. So there are 4 lucky periods for passengers. 30 minutes after the tickets start selling, 15 days before departure, 1 to 2 days before the departure, and 12 hours before the departure.
Yeah, also a couple other tips I found here too, guys, is according to a person that works from Ctrip, China's online travel platform, he suggested that people use different modes of transportation. Don't necessarily take that train to where you want to go. Take it to a place maybe midway,
take
and then
a detour.
Take a bus or take different modes of transportation.
Yes.
Maybe you're going to find something that works for you. But also, you know what I was thinking too, and we didn't necessarily have in our research, is, you know, according to Lian Weiliang, a deputy director of the National Development and Reform Commission, there may be over 100 million trips made on the road for peak days. Now, what's really interesting is I think there's an untapped resource here that a lot of people used.
Carpooling?
Used when they were going from like San Francisco to LA, and that is to carpool, maybe on different platforms or different ways of social media. I don't know, like even, you know, make sure you check these people are okay that are giving you a ride. But carpooling might also be an option.
Yes.
Do you guys know of any maybe websites this could happen on?
Well, I've seen it in the news, but I don't think there's a special app developed to facilitate that service.
Yeah. Maybe Didi's 顺风车.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yes.
This could be the future. And you heard it on Roundtable, but this brings us to the end of today's Roundtable show.